News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
A national action plan is being drafted to determine how the country would respond to a confirmed case of the Ebola virus, among other scenarios. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the action plan will outline definitive steps to be taken by relevant health and public safety personnel.
The action plan will have details for various scenarios. What is to be done? By whom? By when? And with what resources? We will continue to train and sensitize key stakeholders in coming weeks, including our political representatives, all health workers and their associations in the public and private sectors.
The sensitization sessions will also include representatives from the Immigration and Customs Agencies, air and sea ports, public and private health centers, and operators of funeral homes. Simulation exercises are being planned to ensure health workers are well equipped to respond to identified cases. In the meantime, Prime Minister Simpson-Miller has scaled down international travel plans due to the threat of the Ebola virus. Cabinet ministers have also been instructed to reduce overseas travel engagements.
I've already put a minimum travel on ministers of government, and I will not allow them to travel to Ebola-affected countries so that our people can feel the impact of it in any way back home. And I have cut travels myself, not traveling anywhere, unless I'm going to the country who have asked for help, that is very near, and they will send a plane and get me back home.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at an emergency response meeting with members of parliament at Jamaica House last week. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says Jamaica's economic performance for the 2013-2014 fiscal year and the first quarter of the current financial year have been positive. His comment came as he tabled the interim report on the fiscal policy paper for the 2014-2015 fiscal year in Parliament Tuesday. The fiscal policy paper provides, among other things, information on the economic outturn of the previous financial year and projections for the succeeding financial year and the medium term.
The economy returned to growth during the September 2013 quarter and has remained positive to date. Our challenge now is to secure higher levels of growth and job creation than is currently programmed in the extended fund facility.
The finance minister says inflation is expected to remain within the band of 7-9% for the 2014-2015 and 2015-2016 fiscal years and is expected to continue trending downward over the medium term. The Ministry of Education has launched a cleanup campaign in schools geared at ridding them of mosquito breeding sites. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the initiative is part of a national effort to reduce vector-borne diseases, including the chikungunya virus, CHIKV. 274 schools have been targeted and key stakeholders are being urged to join the campaign to keep school compounds clean.
And we're inviting parents and teachers to let us make our schools wellness centers and our little children was glean the habits there, the habits of cleanliness, the habits of personal sanitation, the habits of environmental sustenance and protection and enhancement.
And the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the Ministry of Finance and Planning are staging a high-level conference on unlocking growth in the Caribbean. The conference, scheduled for October 23 and 24 at the Montego Bay Convention Center, will examine key issues such as improving the reliability and efficiency of energy provision, a tax regime to encourage investment, and steps to strengthen the financial sector. Director of the IMF's Western Hemisphere Department, Alejandro Werner, says the forum will present an opportunity to further ongoing dialogue with the region's policymakers on how to work towards stronger and inclusive growth in the Caribbean. It will bring together finance ministers, central bank governors, and other high-ranking officials from Caribbean countries. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.